Hellstorm Evangelion 2.
The three of them got to Heaven's Gate, while they were a bunch of demons on the other side yelling and screaming. Issei's eyes glowed red, and his wings spread out, and he said, "Stop that!" And as they halted, Issei got out the Sword of Power from his holster and pointed it to the sky. "I demand a fight with your mightiest warrior. We will settle this with a fair fight, and it will decide our fates." Then a flash of black light flashed, and two people came out of the light. One was fat, hairy, and ugly. It was Atrogo. He snarled as he squeezed his hands into fists. The other was short and stubby, and had one eye and a short horn on his head. This was the Devil's Servant, Woody. The two of them laughed evilly, and Atrogo said, "Ha ha ha ha! You want to settle this with a fight? Yes! I am ready to take on anything!" Atrogo said as he ran toward Issei and clawed at his, but Issei ducked and got out his sword and cut off one of the demon's arms. After yelling and cursing, Atrogo jumped from his and tackled Issei and beat him up. He punched his face into the ground and bit at his flesh. Issei tried to get away, but he couldn't. He spit out a glob of blood and coughed as the demon tore up his flesh. Then there was a sound blam! And the demon stooped. His head exploded, and bit and peckers of his head flew all over the place while the stub spit out blood which floated in the sky. Shinji stood to the side with a gun in his hand smoking. Lucky he brought it with him. Issei then pushed the dead demon's side and jumped into Shinji's arms and kissed him over and over. Issei looked then at Woody, who was shaking with fear, and he laughed. "Ha ha 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 ha! What's wrong, you little turd?" Woody said,
"He was like a brother to me, and now he's gone. The other demons may have left, but they will be back. But, I wish the new leaders shared the ideas of our Lord Death. He was, hey, ain't that him over there?"
"Yes," said Death. "I have joined Issei and Shinji. They will help us regain our place in hell."
"Friends of Death are friends of mine," said Woody. "Can I join you too? I swear I will not betray you."
"Do you swear? If you do, we will gave to kill you," said Shinji.
"Yes! Please, I will do anything."
"Okay," said Issei.
"A wise move, my boy,"
said a voice from somewhere. Just then, a man wearing a black business suit and dark sunglasses with blonde hair jumped out from the bushes and said,
"Good evening. My name is Agent Toshi. I work with those who wish to vanquish the spreading evil of Jezebel."
"Really?"
said Issei.
"Then do you have any info that we could use?"
"Boy, do I," said Toshi. "I say we have a meeting with everyone involved with this, and we can discuss what to do."
"That's a good idea,"
said Woody.
"Yes, I agree," said Death.
"Yeah,"
said Issei.
"Wait a minute. How can we trust you, Toshi? You could be an undercover demon."
Toshi shook his head and said, "Nope. If it was, Issei would have found out by now. It's a special power that angels have. They can detect demons." Issei noted and said, "How do you know so much about us?"
"You two are popular where I come from. Plus, it was in my briefing," said Toshi.
"Well, where do you come from?" asked Shinji.
Toshi shook his head and said, "I cannot tell you, or else I would be forced to kill you." Issei put his hands on his side of his head and said, "God,
We are coming to you. Wait for us, please. Shinji then put his arms around Issei and kissed him. The group then went under Death's cloak again, and in a flash of light, they were gone. The Council of Heaven was taking place, and everyone was there. Issei Mataloon, Shinji Hikari, Asuka Longlai, Rei Ayanami, Misada, Hyuga, Futsuki, Toshi, Woody, Pinpin, and Risuko. They were all sitting down at the table when all of a sudden the door swung open and God came out. He was wearing a red robe and had a beard which drugged to his knees. He had long gray hair and blue eyes. Kimmy and Evan, his two guardians, followed him and pulled out his chair. God took his chair and started talking.
My children, you have invited me to this council, which we shall talk of an issue of impotence. Is it true that the devil's wife, Jezebel, has Tenekne over Death's position as Heald's ruler?
Yes, that is right, said Death. She brought the horde of demons that the Satan had created, and now she is using them to collect the four orbs of power which can bring the devil back to life. She knows that they were on heaven and is coming here any second now. After the devil comes back, she will bind heaven and hell together, and all chaos will roil over the land. We cannot let this happen. Woody said,
I agree, Master. She also plans to destroy all those in heaven once she has the power.
Toshi said, true. Everything that said is true. But one thing you may not know is that the orbs are located in totally different places. We'll have to go on a journey for get them.
I have a map, which will take us there. Also, once we have all of them, we should all bring them together and power up the Sword of Power, which can then kill Jezebel.
Then he reached in his pocket and pulled out a glowing green orb, which is about the same size as a Mayball. This eye is one of them. Three more left to go. God said,
good then. I will send you out to destroy this evil. I will send out three groups. Once all of you get the orbs, report back to my castle and we will forge the Sword of Power. The first group will be Issei, Shinji, and Woody. The second one will have Toshi, Rei, and Asuka. The third will have Death, Misato, and Pinpin. Hyuga, Kimmy, and Evan will act as the guards of heaven while you are away. They will lead the army against the forces of darkness.
Okay, said Issei as he looked at Toshi's map. We will get the Orb of Fire, Team 2 will get the Orb of Water, and the third will get the Orb of Wind. Any questions?
Yes, said Asuka. I request that we each have a gun and sword, just in case some demon piece of shit tries to mess with me and Rei.
God said, that is being arranged, and Asuka, watch your language.
Sorry.
Then suddenly an explosion was heard, and some screaming was heard. Issei and the rest of the others got out of their seats and ran toward the sound. They ran outside and saved the devil's fourth demon, Jugi. Except now he has huge and trampling all over the heaven, destroying everything. Shinji gulped and said, what are you going to do, Issei? Issei out his hands on the side of his head again and began talking, sending his mind to outer space, where something special was.
Ava, too, was still floating in space doing nothing. Then it heard a voice coming from heaven. Issei's voice. The sound of his master's voice. It had been so long since he heard that voice, and now she was so happy to hear it.
Ava, too! We need you now!
Said Issei Mataloon. His master yield.
Yes, said Ava, too. I must save my master.
It then became absorbed by a blue fireball and started heading a beo to heaven.